message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC, take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock, the UK has urged all parties to step back after Israel launched a major attack on Iran. The overnight strikes targeted the country's nuclear programme. Iran's supreme leader has warned that Israel should expect severe punishment in response. Chris Doyle from the Council for Arab-British Understanding says it's a very high-risk move by Israel.
I think one has to be cautious about projecting exactly what might happen. Israel has said this is going to be a two-week military operation. Well, believe that if you will, because this is going to have an impact on the region for a long, long time. And it's very hard at this moment to see it. It could see the Iranian regime collapse.
The sole survivor of the Air India plane crash says he still can't believe he's alive. British national Vishwas Kumar Ramesh managed to kick through an opening in the aircraft and crawl out of the rubble. More than 240 other people died yesterday. The Commons Speaker, Sir Lindsay Hoyle, has been paying tribute in the House.
I know that many colleagues have lost constituents and have suffered a devastating loss amongst those families, and they will be working tirelessly to support the families. Our thoughts are with them and their friends and the victims in India, the United Kingdom and around the world.
A man has been charged with the murder of a 13-month-old boy. Jamie Varley, who's 36, is accused of killing Preston Davey, who died in Blackpool in July 2023. He's also facing serious sexual and child cruelty offences. The High Court has dismissed a challenge against the government's decision to impose VAT on private school fees. Several schools and families brought the claim, arguing the policy is discriminatory. An amber weather warning for thunderstorms has been issued by the Met Office. It covers parts of Kent and Sussex and the east of England from 8 o'clock this evening. Less severe yellow warnings cover larger parts of the UK. And the forecast then, hot, sunny and humid for England and Wales with those thunderstorms later. Sunny spells and showers across Scotland and Northern Ireland, a high of 28 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon Conway.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Thank you, Simon. We're nudging ever closer to the weekend. The Friday 11s is trolley, hung about with weekend bunting, stands ready, and on it, air.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
That was Howard Goodall's Ecce Homo, performed by the Chamber Choir of Lincoln Minster School, directed by Howard Goodall himself. And before that, we heard The Air on the G-String from Bach's Orchestral Suite No. 3, Il Giardino Armonico. Were responsible for that lovely recording. Good morning and welcome to Classic FM. 11:09. I'm Alexander Armstrong, and Helen Pugsley from Cardiff has been in touch. Hi, Alexander. I'm really excited about this weekend because my choir, Cantamus Chamber Choir, will be performing its summer concert tomorrow, Saturday the 14th of June, in St. Augustine's Church, Penarth. We will be performing Joanna Forbes Lestrange's new commission, A Season to Sing, which is a choral reimagining of Vivaldi's Four Seasons to celebrate 300 years since it was first performed. That sounds intriguing. We shall also be performing Rutter's The Sprig of Time and a selection of choral jazzy numbers. We'd love to see as many there as possible. It's a fun summery programme, and there'll also be a Pimm's Bar. Thank you, Alexander. Absolutely loving the show, as always. Thank you so much, Helen. That's going to be wonderful. If there is anyone in the Penarth area and looking for something, not only that'll be just lovely, but something you remember, it'll be a real, you know, one of those wonderful tentpole moments of the summer. There you are. That is the concert at St. Augustine's Church. Sounds wonderful. Now, this hour, I've got an excellent French ensemble, Pygmalion, under Raphael Pichon, performing Schubert. And, of course, another track from my Classic FM album of the week, which I'm greatly enjoying. It comes from the French guitarist Raphael Feuillard. First, here's Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings.
Thank you.
Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings, played by the Innovation Chamber Ensemble. Time now for a final track from my Classic FM album of the week. It's called Spanish Serenades, and it's the new release from the French guitarist Raphael Feuillard. It focuses on some of the best-known Spanish works for the guitar, the main work on the album being Rodrigo's much-loved concerto d'Aranjuez. I was going to say evergreen, but being so hot and Spanish, it's more of a sort of reddish-brown colour. Ever reddish-brown. Let's hear the third movement this morning with Raphael, joined by the Verbier Festival Chamber Orchestra, conducted by the ever-brilliant Gábor Takács-Nagy.
Thank you.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Gustavo Dudamel conducting the Simón Bolívar Symphony Orchestra in that overture to The Creatures of Prometheus by Beethoven. And before that, we heard the third movement of Rodrigo's Concerto de Aranjuez. Rafael Feart was our soloist with the Verbier Festival Chamber Orchestra under Gábor Takács-Nagy. You are listening to Classic FM. The Flight to Neverland from John Williams scored the film Hook, and that was the Boston Pops Orchestra under Williams' baton. In a moment or two, we should be hearing Pygmalion performing Schubert's Psalm 23, and we'll have the second movement of Rachmaninoff's Symphony No. 2. First, though, let's hear from one of our sister stations here at Classic FM.
When you need to focus, try our sister station, Classic FM Calm. The perfect soundtrack to soothe nerves and help you concentrate all through exam season. Less cramming, more calming. Listen on your radio, on Global Player, or ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Calm.
Classic FM.
John Anderson was our soloist there with the Philharmonia Orchestra under Simon Wright, and that was the opening movement of Albinoni's Oboe Concerto No. 3. This is Classic FM. Thank you.
Classic FM.
Oh,
Isn't that beautiful to hear that? Schubert's setting of Psalm 23. Emmanuel Cesson was our harpist at Pygmalion. Need I say more, under the ever-wonderful Raphael Pichon, fast becoming my favourite ensemble. And before that, we heard Anitra's Dance, which I also adore, from Grieg's Pig in Suite No. 1. That was Paavo Järvi conducting the Estonian National Symphony Orchestra. Rachel, from the Northeast, lovely to hear from you. Good morning, Alexandra. I've just pulled over to text you. Texting from Wolverhampton. My name is Rachel, and today is my birthday. Happy birthday, Rachel. Just driving to collect my son after his chemistry GCSE exam. He has only two left. Oh, actually, I've got a son who's also doing chemistry this morning. There we are. He has only two left, and my daughter finished her A-levels yesterday. Having a weekend in London with my daughter, sister, and niece, going to see ABBA Voyage. Thank you, Rachel. What a lovely weekend you are going to have. And woohoo! Huge congratulations to all those who have finished exams. My goodness. Yes, well, that's going to be wonderful. I'm trying to work out if your son has finished yet. Maybe he has. Yeah, only two left. Right, Tony. He's one more next week, maybe. Anyway, enjoy your weekend, Rachel. Let us have this now. This is Rachmaninoff's Second Symphony.
Thank you. Thank you.
the second movement of Rachmaninoff's Symphony No. 2. And that was Robin Dicciati with the German Symphony Orchestra of Berlin. Bringing us up to news and weather time. Well, we'll start the next hour on Classic FM with the opening movement of Mozart's Eine kleine Nacht music. There we are. That's Friday music, if ever I heard it. And I shall also have the Benedictus from Carl Jenkins' The Armed Man. Ditto in a moment on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Buying a home on a holiday park was the retreat you always wanted. But then came unexpected site fee increases. And that was before the dramatic loss in value. If you bought a home on a holiday park in the UK, you may have been missold. Holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive thousands in compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900. That's ADVICE to 78900.
I'm Dr. Andrew Darwood from the Darwood & Tanner Dental Practice. For over 30 years now, with co-founder Dr. Susan Tanner, we've assembled a dedicated and caring multidisciplinary team of dental experts who are at the forefront of their field, all with just one purpose in mind, creating the most comprehensive, tailored and complete dental implant treatments to keep you smiling.
For more on dental implants and our full range of treatments, visit darwoodandtanner.co.uk.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh yeah, we're bouncing.
And don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
Whether it's home-baked biscuits with your besties, or a shop-bought scone in the summer sun, get together for an afternoon tea this August and raise money for breast cancer now. Be a life changer this summer and make a difference for people affected by breast cancer. Every penny you raise will help fund world-class research and life-changing support. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating. Freshen up your home with the must-have paint brands including Dulux, Johnston's, Little Green and Farrow & Boar. Or find your perfect pattern with hundreds of wallpapers to browse. Pop into any of our 200 stores nationwide and grab a free Brewers DIY card for 10% off your first and second order. Or visit us online at brewers.co.uk. Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at midday, Donald Trump has urged Iran to make a deal on its nuclear program before it's too late. Israel carried out a huge attack on Iran overnight, using 200 jets to strike nuclear facilities and kill military leaders. Iran's supreme leader has warned Israel to expect severe punishment. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte has been answering reporters' questions in Sweden.
How close is maybe a nuclear war or maybe a world war?
No, we are not close. And obviously, allies within NATO are really navigating this crisis. Everybody is focused on de-escalating it. The US, of course, is working on that with other allies.
A British man who is the sole survivor of the Air India crash has been describing how he escaped from the wreckage. Vishwas Kumar Ramesh has been speaking...